Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day, which is a Braves win. A nice Braves win last night, and then back-to-back Spencers coming up tonight and tomorrow night in Toronto, looking to win the series. We'll get to that. Play-in game tonight for the Hawks against the Orlando Magic right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tip-off at 7:30, pregame at 7. Brandon Adams is going to join us in 20 minutes from Dog Nation. We'll talk some Georgia football with him coming out of G-Day, and then also just about all this other stuff going on with Nico Iamaliava, Tennessee, and all of that. And we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
When you look at tonight's game, I'm talking about the Hawks game, and, you know, because the perimeter offense for the Magic is pretty, it's not, I won't say it's non-existent, but it ain't one of the best ones in the league, right?
They're not, yeah, they, I mean, I guess. I don't know. I mean? Like, they play such a slow pace, but their numbers are a
little. But
that's
my thing about it. Who, in your opinion, can play the pace, each other's pace? Like, can the Hawks play their pace? I don't think the Magic can play the Hawks pace.
They don't want to. Yeah, they don't want to.
But can the Hawks get into a half court
they
with
don't want team? To. You know what I mean? Like, the Magic are so big and kind of
plotty,
physical.
Yeah.
That, you know, the Hawks, unfortunately, right now, like, that's not really the strength. Mm-hmm. I don't think. I think pretty good perimeter defensive team. But it's, you know, just size wise. I know Onyeka's having a nice season.
He's not enough.
And then if he gets it, and Mike made a good point earlier, like, if the Magic are able to get him or Dyson Daniels or any of these guys you're really relying on for some of that kind of physicality on defense and foul trouble, it's going to be a long night.
Does Jalen Sox still play for them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
he's hurt though.
Okay,
always hurt.
Oh yeah, I saw the picture. He was his lady was drafted last night in the WNBA draft.
Oh really?
Yeah. So
that's great.
I was like, don't he play for the Magic?
Good for him.
Yeah, like, hey, whatever, man. You gotta go and do what you gotta do, man. You know, your lady getting drafted. There's such thing as private jets. I can get back to Orlando for the game, but since he's hurt, never mind. It don't matter. But I think, yeah, that was going to be my main question, is like, can the Hawks find a way to get them? What was Hawks' record against the Magic this year?
I think they 1-3.
One and the one.
But or might maybe 2-2 because they won the one the final game of the season when nobody played
counted.
For either team.
Yeah, exactly.
But when it counted, the Magic got them.
Okay.
But they were good games.
They were good games.
Yeah, but they were really good games.
Whose pace was it?
Well, I'll tell you what the final scores were.
Okay.
Hawks won 112-106 on February 10th, which is absolutely the Magic's pace.
Okay.
And the Hawks won that game.
Okay.
And then the Magic won on April 8th, 119-112. It was probably, you know, probably a little bit more the Hawks' pace, but, you know, Magic won the game. So that's kind of – that's counterintuitive. Right. The Hawks won the game that was lower scoring, and the Magic won the game that was higher scoring. Hawks trailed big at halftime in both games. Trailed 28, was a couple weeks ago, last week, actually, against the Magic in that one. He had 19 and 5 in the first in that first matchup.
Okay.
Okongwu had 30 against him.
Trey's got to be 30 and 12.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, the 30 would be great.
Yeah.
If the 12 was a little higher, that would really be
30,
great.
15?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if other guys, because to me, the key for the Hawks tonight, if they're going to get forced to play a half-court game, which they probably are, is other guys on the perimeter. Is George Niang's going to have a nice night shooting? Caris LeVert? Obviously, Risa Shea, Daniels, whoever. Like, Trey's going to have to facilitate, and they're going to have to shoot pretty good from three in order to do it in the half court. Because, I mean, what's the offense outside of kind of Trey getting into the lane and maybe making a floater or kicking it?
That's it.
Yeah. Like, what's the offense in the half court beside that? Like, they like to run.
Yeah,
and get
these
guys
no,
out.
There is no offense.
Like, Daniels has a pretty good little mid-range kind of game.
There's no offense.
And Risa Shea is a pretty good slasher, and he can finish at the rim pretty good. But it's gonna be physical. Mm-hmm. So, but that's the thing. Like that, I think that kind of shows up a little bit tonight. In that, I think the Hawks are good in developing, but they're all young, and some of them are still developing
man bodies
physically.
Yes,
you know the Magic are young too, but those guys are big, man.
Yeah.
Bela Pankera's a big ass dude.
Real quick, Andy, Tyron Smith has signed a 1-day contract to retire as a Cowboy, one of the best ever.
Where did he play?
Remember playing for the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm related to the Jets. Yeah. But, yeah, one of the best to ever do it of his generation. First ballot Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. That's how good. So I'm drafted 20 years old. And I think after his second year, they gave him a 10-year contract.
Yeah.
Jared's like,
pay him. Give him whatever he wants.
Give him $100 million for 10 years.
Keep him here forever.
Yep. Yeah, give him 10 years, $100 million right now.
My main Tyron Smith memory is the game he missed against the Falcons. And then Adrian Claiborne had 6 sacks.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
It was like, it was like a game time. He was obviously hurt coming into it. It was a game time decision, and they're like, he's not going to play. It's like, wow, I wonder how that'll affect the game today.
Huh?
It affected the game. The man had 6 sacks that
day. Damn sure did.
I was like, you come on to double team him or help this guy out over here?
I don't know.
Because he can't block him.
I just remember when he dislocated his elbow and they put a knee brace on his arm. That's how big he was.
That's how big his arm was.
They had to put a damn knee brace on his damn arm.
That's insane.
I remember that dude. Yeah, he was amazing. It's an awesome player.
That's crazy.
Awesome player. Big as hell.
First ballot Hall of Fame. God, they had some great offensive lines.
Oh, man. You're going to have 3 first ballots. You're going to have him. You're going to have Martin. Maybe Fredericks.
But they played together.
Yeah, I know, but Fredericks was awesome.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
before he got sick and everything, yeah, Fredericks was awesome.
They didn't even make a Super Bowl with that offensive line.
Yes,
that's,
exactly.
Man. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom! 5-0. This ball is hammered. Is it another one for Riley? Oh, yes, it is. What an absolute tank. It is all Atlanta. 8-0. 2 bombs for Riley already tonight.
Yes.
You love to see it. Austin Riley
hear it.
Getting high. Love to hear it. Yeah, that one right there. Yeah. That's one you could tell. The first one was good. And obviously Sean Murphy's home run early in the game got things started. But that was a vintage, like you said it earlier, outfielders don't even have to budge. They got like a target out there in left center. He damn near hit the thing. So Austin Riley getting hot. Love that. Grant Holmes going 7 2/3. Love that. Only had to use one reliever last night. And then you have the guy who's been your best starter early part of the season going tonight, and Spencer Schwellenbach. And then the guy who's one of the best starters in baseball coming back tomorrow.
Yeah,
haven't seen him in a year, and Spencer Strider. So these are all – everything I just said, that was how many sentences in a row? 5?
Okay.
5 sentences in a row. All of them were positive.
Yes.
That's the most consecutive positive sentences we've said about the Braves all season.
It might be. No, it is.
There we go.
Yeah, it is. Because they were winless when we got when we left, so it wasn't.
We didn't have any. Yeah, we didn't get to talk about that 10-0 win.
The Padres still ain't lost at home.
Really?
Yeah,
I saw they were on TV last night.
Yeah, you see Tatis.
Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah, he is. But I mean, you look at it from if you view it from
how many did Tatis have 2 last night?
Yeah. Yes, he's that good.
Yeah, no, he's
He's sorry. He stay healthy. He's rock solid.
They're 14-3.
Yes. But back to the Bravo, the break. If they find a way, if you can, you know, if the Spencers back to back can do what Spencers do.
Yeah, give us a couple Spencers.
Give us some Spencers, and this these bats stay where they are. You got the series. But
yeah.
The one thing we can't do, because you were talking about it with Vlad Jr. last night, it looked like it was coming away.
It's coming.
It looked like it was.
Yeah, he was squaring some baseballs up last night.
Yeah, and so Swelly, you know.
Luckily, that center field wall is pretty far.
Yeah, don't give him an opportunity to get it going. But I like, you know, Swelly has been one of the best pitchers in baseball, not just on the Braves. And then we know that what Spencer Strider is when he's right, he's looked really, really good in most of his rehab starts. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things where we talked on yesterday about can we wait on all these guys to catch up? But one of the guys that we were talking about waiting on, he comes back tomorrow.
Yeah, that's all the guys.
Yeah,
pretty much.
He comes back tomorrow.
I mean, you already got Murphy back, and he's the hottest hitter on the team right now. He's got 4 home runs.
Yes.
What has he played? 5 or 6 games. So that's awesome. They batted him cleanup last night, which I love. Keep him there. Keep him there until he cools off and shuffle guys around, whatever. So he's back. Strider tomorrow. I know, you know, we were talking about getting guys back before the season started. We didn't know we were going to have to add Profar to the list. It popped for PEDs first weekend of the year, which kind of sucks.
We're not talking about him.
Listen, well, he's eventually.
Dude.
But
he got.
Whatever.
It was 60-some games. Right? Left.
Oh, yeah. There's like 148 games left or something like that.
No, I'm talking about him. Because then he gets suspended 80 games.
Oh, yeah. So he's got about 70
left.
Yeah,
we got a lot of him. We got to talk about him.
Yeah.
He won't be back for a minute.
It'll be nice when we get him back in August or whatever it'll be.
Yeah, he's got to ramp back up. He's going to have to play most of the time in minor league when he gets back.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know what you're allowed to do or not allowed to do when you're suspended.
Right.
Obviously, can't play in the minor leagues. But, like, can they send him to go play in some Guatemalan league or something?
I really, really wondered they can do that.
Yeah,
like, I really, really did. I was like, can they send him over to, like, send him down to Mexico?
Because I'm going to be mad if 80 games is up and they're like, well, we got to get him some starts in Gwinnett.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Get him out there.
Let him play in that league. Quabby.
Get his ass out there and get him some better drugs, all right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Get him in the league with Quabby.
He batted a million last year in San Diego for some reason. Get him some good stuff here. You know what I mean? I don't care if you're doing it. Just don't get caught for it.
I mean, obviously,
I liked when guys were doing it.
It wasn't a problem.
The 90s was fun.
It wasn't a problem to me. It saved this damn game.
Sure did.
So, I mean, you can say all you want to. It saved the damn game.
It was awesome.
All you want to.
Guys are
looking forward to tonight.
Looking like action figures.
Huh?
Jose Canseco's on a different team every year.
Yes.
Oh, he plays for Tampa now? 40 home runs. Oh, he plays for the Blue Jays now? 40 home runs. Look at him. He's got veins coming out of his forehead. I loved it.
Yeah, the Bass Brothers. I mean, but
trip down steroid memory
but
lane.
But you know, after the further Sammy Sosa got away from him, that skip didn't get as far out the box as he used to. Remember when he was on them? You remember he used to hop out the box?
Oh yeah,
dude, he was damn near halfway to first base.
98, Sammy.
It
was a jump stop. That was a full jump stop outside the batter's box.
I mean, just a side vertical.
Him and whoever was on deck after him, same thing with Mark McGwire. Because you know who was on deck after Mark McGwire most of that year was Brian Jordan. So Brian Jordan had to do that damn forearm bash with him, which had to hurt. Because Brian wasn't all juiced up.
No,
Brian was
not.
Just strong.
Yes.
McGwire's coming at him hard with that thing. He's like, dude, calm down.
Who
I got a hit now.
Who got hurt?
Doing it?
Yeah.
Bellinger.
Yeah, Bellinger got
Cody Bellinger hurt his shoulder doing it in the game against the Braves.
But we saw it when it happened. When it happened,
he jumped too high.
Yeah, something didn't go right with that forearm shiver.
Yeah, that's the one I've never been like
a big fan of.
I'm all, whatever, do it if they want. I'm just saying I wouldn't want to do it. Like all the celebrations guys do, whatever, chest bump, I'm into that. Whatever you want to do. But don't give me that forearm thing. If we ever get fired up on this show and I don't know, we have like a perfect show or whatever you do.
Right.
What would we do that for? I don't know. But like we have the perfect interview. But like every show is perfect and every interview is great.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. But let's never do that.
I was never a big forearm. I tell you the one I used to love the big guys used to do it when they used to come all the way through and they would hit each other's shoulder.
Oh, like that.
Yeah, that's what the big guys used to do when they got
I'm
a sack.
Not, not that either.
It don't look good when the little dudes do it. It'll always look fun like when they get a sack or a fumble or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always great.
I like the one they do now where they pretend to go between their legs and then like dunk a high
much.
Five.
Yeah, that's too much.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, that's too much.
I think that's great.
That takes two plays out of
you. We used to try to do, like in soccer, we'd try to do like a 360 chest bump. Like if you could hit a 360 into it, you got to time that right.
Yeah,
but you got to have a good chest bump partner.
That was the thing
that.
Because like the chest bump was really big when I was in Georgia, and that was me and JV's celebration. And like JV is 6'6".
Yeah,
and I'm 6'4". But like his version, and so the best thing I would try to do is I would go early.
You have to.
Yeah, I would go early, and then he would, and so when I was coming down, yeah.
Right, because you can get embarrassed on a chest bump.
Yeah, we started going hip. And me and Chris Chambers was the hip.
Hip bump's good,
yeah,
too.
Me, him, and Marty Booker.
But you get the wrong, like, at least you guys are similar size and all that stuff. Like, if I tried to chest bump that guy, I get emasculated.
Yeah,
that's not a chest bump.
There's nothing worse than that, dog.
No, you don't want to do that. You got to have the right chest bump partner.
You would definitely get violated.
I would. Hey, what are you jumping so high for? My chest's all the way down here. Bump me with the wrong thing. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to Brandon Adams. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They were trying to... The guys I went to the Masters with last week were trying to... They sell two kinds of beers at Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
Import and domestic.
Right.
They don't tell you what they are.
Right.
They were trying to tell me domestic was Keystone.
I don't see why it isn't.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, how is it not?
I don't know one way or the other. I just would have never thought that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I
mean, thought a place like that might be Bush Light or something fancy, you know?
I mean, not everybody can handle the Bush.
That's true. Yeah, that's
not,
very
not
true.
Not everybody can handle the Bush, Monk. But, you know, I mean, like, whenever I go, whenever we go somewhere, whatever, me and my wife, I always get the native beer.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, I'm like, for sure.
Yeah, I want the whatever for these people are drinking, I'm drinking that beer.
Yeah, what's your guys, what's your national beer? But what's your go-to beer?
Do people come here and ask for Keystones?
I don't know. What's the national beer? Budweiser? I'm not sure. All right, Brandon Adams joins us at this time on Tuesdays, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. B.A., how are you?
What up, B.?
If my life depended on it and a blind taste test, I could identify any kind of soda. I just know those flavors back and forth.
Okay.
Truth is, all beer tastes the same to me. I really don't know the difference.
Like
a darker beer or a lighter beer, I could obviously say, well, that one's darker and that one's lighter. But anything that would sort of fall in the domestic category, I can't tell one from the other.
Yeah, I don't think I could do, like, tell you which one's a Keystone, which one's a Bud Light, which one's a Coors Light. I don't think I could tell you the difference.
So if I choose
Randy,
a beer at a restaurant like that,
y'all don't know how to drink no beer.
It's all based on the label.
Y'all don't know how to drink no beer. You talking to a beer guy. Put me in a guy. A beer guy. Andy.
I told you this last week and somehow got away with it. I did a blind taste test on French versus California rosé and got it right.
I would have never done that.
Did you really?
Now, all wine tastes the same to me.
I nailed it.
All wine.
Not only that, that was the same kind of wine. I could just tell you where it was from. That's how fancy. That's
you're
how I
get fancier than I realized. Well, I didn't realize you were quite so bougie.
Well, BA, he's a veteran of Augusta.
Yeah, I go to Augusta National.
Yeah, he goes to Augusta National.
So
he's
fancy.
Yeah, he's very fancy. He's very, very fancy.
He's a very fancy guy.
Very fancy.
All right. What's your big takeaway from G-Day? And I've read quite a bit of different thoughts on what happened. Obviously, you had your reaction on your podcast, but let folks know what you feel like you learned.
So, I talked to a few dozen Georgia fans about this, and the sense that I got from pretty much everybody was, it's a pretty entertaining game, right? I mean, it's like, if you weren't there, you didn't get to see it, really, unless you saw some highlights. The fans who were there, they all, I thought, kind of left in a pretty good mood, seemed to be pretty entertained by it. If I could only sum it up in one sentence, I think my one-sentence summation would be, I thought the pass catchers looked like they have a chance to be greatly upgraded this year. Between the freshman receivers that Georgia brought in, the couple of transfers, obviously Zachariah Branch had kind of the big catch, or had a big catch on Saturday. You got a little bit more than the tight ends. Lawson Lucky had a couple of nice catches. So my one-sentence summary of it would be, the most fun part was the real chance that Georgia's pass catchers, which they need a huge upgrade from a year ago, I think they have a chance to be a lot better this year.
What about Kobe Young? I mean, that's the one, that name that I heard looked like he's ready to be that guy that they probably was missing last year.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I saw him too. He was still practicing with Georgia, right, even like prior to like the Sugar Bowl and stuff a year ago. Obviously, kind of going through his legal stuff, but was still with the team and practicing. And, he did some things the day we had a chance to watch him a little bit there. And so he has the one touchdown that does count and then the one that didn't count, but it's still a nice play, even if his foot lands out of bounds, nice play to go and kind of high points football. I think that's a real weapon that I think that Georgia's going to be really glad to have and would have been very happy to have it for the full season a year ago. Colby is just really good at the contested catch. Think about third down. Think about, red zone. Big body guy, kind of, I guess you'd say, like a classic X receiver, if you want to say it that way. He's just really good at that. And for a quarterback who probably wants to make as many easy throws as he can, like any quarterback kind of would, Colby Young does just sort of make it a little easier.
Well, there is no question who the starting quarterback is, right?
No, I don't think there's any doubt at all. Okay. Luckily, I've been consistent about Gunnar Stockton the entire time. When people were wanting to make him into like Paul Bunyan after the SEC championship, I said, listen, let's not get too crazy here. He's still got a long way to go. And after the Notre Dame game, when people wanted to obviously, light the world on fire because they had lost, I said, let's not get too crazy. Gunner's got a chance to be a really good starting quarterback. And I still am kind of the same place on Gunnar Stockton. I don't believe he's the best quarterback in America. I also don't believe he falls flat on his face. I think he's probably going to be a good and capable quarterback, and if Georgia fields a quality team around him, they'll have a chance to achieve all their, end of season goals.
With him sort of rising to the likely starter of the Georgia football team quarterback, I would assume his NIL profile has improved as well. Does he still drive that 84 F-150? Or is
it's funny that you should mention this, and this is like secondhand information. I believe I heard somebody tell me who had like just seen him that he was still driving.
There you go.
The classic old, kind of square body. I don't know if it's that or not, but I believe he is still driving kind of an unassuming pickup, whether it's the exact same one or not. I think I just had somebody tell me they saw him doing that. So
there we go.
That's not an official report. That's like secondhand information, but I do believe I heard that.
It would be maybe not funny to everyone listening, but it would be very funny to me if he showed up in a Lamborghini.
Oh, my God.
I just can't how funny that would be to me.
Like, if he had the best sense of humor in the world, if he did just have the shades on, riding with the Lambo tattoo sleeve,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Gets an Instagram account.
That would be very funny.
Yes. B.A., speaking on NIL, what did you think about the whole thing that going on in Tennessee?
Well, I mean, I think the Nico Iamalaleva has clearly, misplayed his hand here, or those advising him have done that. And, listen, Tennessee's not perfect in this either because, they certainly went after him to begin with a kind of a very sort of desperate financial offer, which kind of maybe starts all this in motion. But mm-hmm. You can't get held hostage by a guy like this at the 11th hour. And, I think that Tennessee rightly rejected that. And, by announcing the way they did, whether they were getting out in front of what Nico might have done or not, I mean, they essentially fired him in public. And I think that that's the only thing they could do. And as somebody who wants to see a little order restored in college football, I don't care about players getting paid. Frankly, I didn't care about players getting paid 30 years ago with like grants, Trans Ams and right. Paperback. I just don't care.
Of course not. Because you're not a dork.
To me. It's just not interesting to me. But I do want to see some rules. I don't like the idea that you're going to go and skip practice and hold out for more money. I don't like that. And I do think that there is a pathway. And I think the public response to this demonstrates it, that there is a pathway towards saying, we don't care about players getting paid, but we are going to have some rules. We are going to restrict some of this movement a little bit, and we're going to restore some stability to the sport for the sake of its survival. I do think there's a pathway towards getting that done. I think the Nico story at least opens the door for that maybe a little bit.
Yeah, because that was going to be my question of like every time something rises to the level of beyond just us kind of talking about it. Like this is a big story that's gotten beyond kind of just football, college football. And people are like, oh, this is going to be the thing that gets people to act. And it hasn't yet. Is that this? Like, is this the one where everyone's like, oh, this one's pretty, I don't know. This is kind of wild. Maybe we kind of need to rein this thing in and do whatever we need to do to try to fix it.
And what you're saying is really important to me. I'm going to try to say this as like succinctly and clearly as I can, is that throughout this entire process, Nico's camp wanted their actions in secret. Tennessee, to mm-hmm. my eyes, seemed to be willing to leak all of this, which leads me to believe that Tennessee understood it had public support on its side, and Nico's actions were not viewed as honorable, which would lead you to believe that the public, by and large, not always necessarily like, lawyers and things like that, but the public, by and large, just has a little bit of a revulsion to this sort of behavior. Doesn't mean they don't like players getting paid. I think for the most part, the public is kind of okay with that. But they don't like this sort of behavior, which means that there could be a little bit of like, and I hate to bring politics into it, but a little bit of political capital here to say we can afford to establish some rules and get some help from Congress to do so. We can do that because it sort of seems like that's what the public wants.
I also think it's really important to be like allow yourself and allow the conversation to have more nuance than just either you do or don't want players to get paid. Like, because I feel like anytime something like this happens and you're like, I don't like it, then people are like, see, you're the – like, no, I mean, I want guys to get money. I want guys to get their slice of the pie and whatever they're worth and all that kind of stuff. I just, I want there to be some order to it, and I want it to be something that kind of benefits everybody, and right now it just is chaotic. Like, again, it's more complicated than one way or the other, and hopefully this is allowing for that. Let me ask you one last
question. I'll say this real quick. Can I say this real quick? I'll be this quick. That's why public opinion is valuable to me, because if Dabo Swinney comes out and says, well, once these guys start getting paid, I'm out of here, the public revolts against that because that seems too heavy-handed.
Right.
But once Nico does this, now the public revolts against that because seems to be a little too, loosey-goosey. So I think the public opinion on this can sometimes be a pretty valuable thing to kind of pay attention to.
I think it keeps the pendulum kind of in the middle, which is where it belongs.
Yes.
Did Saturday feel like the last one? Was there some chatter about that? I'm sure there was amongst fans about G-Day, but did it feel like it was the last G-Day at all?
It certainly felt possible because Kirby won't commit to it for the future. I think there's a little bit of a managed decline here where Georgia essentially didn't promote the day at all and the crowd was smaller than it's ever been before. I think that they are slowly turning the volume down on G-Day in the hopes that one day they just don't do it at all. I hate to be that way because I thought the people who were there were having a great time. But that certainly seems to be where all of this is going.
I've had a great time every time I've gone. That's too bad. Brandon, thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate it, B.
Good to be with you guys. Yeah, good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. You can get Georgia Conversations just like that one, but without me and Randy. Maybe sometimes Randy's on the podcast, but with BA every single day. Dog Nation Daily podcast every day.
This Jalen Ramsey thing is very interesting to me for some reason. I don't know.
I like that it's interesting.
It's very interesting because he loves Ra.
So here's the thing.
Ra loves him.
Jalen Ramsey,
yes.
Miami Dolphins have agreed to find a way to part.
The general manager has come out and said that they both have talked. It's best if they part ways.
Yeah.
Now, they picked up, he has $25 million guaranteed this year. They picked up the $4-point-something-million bonus.
Yeah.
I mean, today or whatever.
Like the Kirk Cousins thing from a couple weeks ago, but that was today.
Picked up, so about $21.5 million. They can't afford that. They cannot afford that.
Neither can the Falcons.
Neither can the Falcons. No, the Falcons definitely can't afford
it. Yeah, the Falcons can't afford that either.
It's interesting.
But they could find a way,
baby. They can find a way.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Interesting to me, too. He likes Ra.
Yeah, he loves Ra.
Played for him.
Yes. Won Super Bowl with him.
Falcons need... play him at safety?
If that's what I'm saying, if he's willing to play safety.
Falcons need a safety.
Yes, because I think he can be next 5-6 years like how Rod Woodson did.
Because this is one of those, like every time someone becomes available, everyone's like, oh, Falcons. No, this is a real one.
Yeah, I think
right?
So. Yeah.
I like it. All right.
It's just the money thing.
We'll come, right. I figure that part out. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, their website. Final hour of the show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. They also have a website.
That goes by too damn fast.
It's moving. It's moving. It's always fun when you when you come back from vacation, because you never know. It's like, oh, we're having a good time on vacation, relaxing, all that. Sometimes those first couple shows can be
drag-ass.
These ones.
No.
I'll tell you who didn't want to come back from vacation yesterday. The little redheaded one.
Oh, really?
She was like, why do I have to go? Oh. I want to stay on spring break.
Dude.
Little man. Fair enough.
I'm like, dog, get your you know me, dog. When I'm ready to go, let's go. Don't be putting on your shoes when I say let's go. Your shoes should be on your foot.
God.
Yes. When I say let's go, I expect you to get up. Not let's go, you put your
that
socks on.
That doesn't mean start getting ready.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, dog.
She's becoming the master.
2 days in a row.
That's
happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's becoming the master of delay tactics, which I know every kid is at bedtime and stuff that. But it's like some of the stuff she comes up with is pretty impressive, pretty funny. Like today, she was like, we were getting ready to go and we're going to walk. We can walk. It's great. Whatever. It's beautiful weather. She's like, oh, I want to go look at the fence. You did a good job on the fence. I was like, you know how to play on daddy's ego.
Hell yeah.
We can be late to school. Let me show you this fence. All right. Let's start
See this here?
Look, this is what your dad did last night. All right. Let's start with Walt in Atlanta. Hey, Walt.
What's going on, fellas? How's everything with you guys, man?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you doing, Walt?
How you doing, Walt?
Hey, man, I'm happy I'm living, dog.
Yeah, look, thanks for asking.
Yeah, Randy, I know you had your whole life but you had a career in the NFL, so I don't think you had this experience with public gyms, but Andy, that wasn't supposed to be funny.
It was a great start to a question. What a great start.
But what is the dumbest thing you've seen or the dumbest looking exercise you've seen in the gym just any old person? Because my biggest issue is ego lifters. Mm-hmm. Folks that pack on 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 plates and they struggle to put out like 2 or 3 of them.
Right.
Okay. What?
Ego lifters.
Dude, okay.
People in public trying to show off.
I have worked out in a public gym before.
Thank you, Walt. Great question.
I have worked out in public gyms. Not a lot of them. But when I have, I've always been – there's 2 things that always annoy me about public gyms. It's one, the ego lift guy.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay, that guy definitely. Dude that puts like 1,400 pounds on the leg press. And then they're screaming and like
– That's right.
That guy, the mirror looker.
Yeah.
The mirror looker.
But aren't we all a little –
No. We're trying to get it in. Right?
I know, but I'm trying to admire it.
I have nothing against people who wear workout gloves. I never do. Mm. I have nothing against people who wear them. But the guy who always unstrapping it. And
like Nomar Garcia Parra in the batter's box back in the day.
Put it on tight, ain't going to make that weight get up no faster.
Yeah, buddy, you're not getting
any stronger. It ain't going to make that weight get no hard. No, all right. And the bare ass on the sauna chair.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, look, I think like certain gyms, you're just going to have to kind of accept like there's going to be naked older men in the locker room. I don't know what age it is where guys are just like, to hell with it. I don't care. But like, if you're a member at a gym, public gym, like you might see some old balls. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to. I'm not looking for them.
Yeah.
I would prefer not to.
Yeah.
But like, you get like 65 and you're going to the Y, you're going to see them. You know what I mean?
But yeah, that's
so
not,
that sucks.
It. That's it.
I guess I'm a little guilty. I'm not like standing there admiring. I'm not selfies. But like, if I'm working out and I'm feeling good about myself, I'll catch a glimpse in the mirror.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at Bunk over there.
Yeah.
And over, I mean, if I'm guilty of anything, but no, I really don't like the volume, like the public volume guy, like the grunter, that kind of stuff, like dropping the plates loud. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
we're at the YMCA.
But that was always my
get
favorite.
Out of here.
I tell you, everybody, what's my favorite? I love the clean power and hang clean. But that was always a great thing. You get it up and drop it, and then we hit that bump. But that's in a college
man, you're at the
room.
Georgia.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that at LA Fitness.
You're at the Georgia gym. You guys are all working out for a purpose.
Yeah,
not we're all working out for a purpose, but you guys are working out for we did just become family members at the Carl Sanders Y.
Watch out now
over there in Buckhead. So if you see us,
the family
don't grunt.
It's a family affair.
It's a really nice YMCA. Yes. Like, I've been a member at a number of YMCAs in different cities. That Carl Sanders YMCA over there in Buckhead, top notch.
We used to go there all the time.
Class.
We used to go there all the time because they had the pool place out there.
It's got a pool. Yeah,
Sampson.
Outside and
Sampson
inside.
Was the, when he was paid, we used to go there all the
exactly,
time.
Exactly, which is like the one of the main reasons we joined it because they've got great, like, great outside pool. But they got all kinds of cool stuff. They got a nice gym. They got workouts. They got classes. I'm thinking about taking a spin class one of these mornings.
There you go.
Yeah. Keep the heart health. All right, Devin's in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Fellas, what's happening?
Hello, Devin.
What up, D?
Hey, Andy, quick question before I get to my real question.
Right.
I don't know much about Bloody Mary, right? Have you ever seen a pink Bloody Mary with, like, two on the rim with a tiki umbrella? Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah, I've seen all kinds of fancy drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I know. I thought I may have mistaken Bloody Mary for some fruity drink.
He did, because he tried to DM me about my drink. And also, it's a spicy double shot Bloody Mary. That's what I drink. I drink that every morning on a trip.
That was a little backhanded way to try to get me to make fun of Randy.
His little ass going to try to DM me talking about some fruity.
But
you got to worry about me. What your ass need to worry about is get off that daggone sidekick that you talking on, the ragged ass phone, Devin.
You do sound like you're snorkeling right now, Devin. Yeah.
Sound like you're talking on a two-way without the earpiece. Instead, you, Devin.
Man, that's them cheap ass 929 phones y'all got.
You know
what it is.
We can't deny the charges. Sometimes it's true. All right, what's going on?
So my kids love Toy Story. Bought them the Buzz Lightyear in the Woody, right? I swear to God, these dogs move every time I leave the house, right? Next time I move, like, if I swear they're not in the same spot that I left them the night before.
Okay.
Do y'all ever have, like, little superstitions? Y'all really think them toys be moving when they leave?
Yeah. Thanks, Devin. No, I don't think the toys come to life.
I don't think toys
like in the movie.
I'm not believing it.
But I do think my family is pranking me about where Jack's shoes are.
They still hiding them?
Yeah, they're still hiding them.
Yeah.
Still hiding them.
Well, I just put, like, as soon as we get home right now, Sebastian's shoes go right in the bag.
When I get home
right
with
back.
Them, I had my dad build us this beautiful little, like, bench with everybody's got their own little spot.
Yes.
He even labeled it.
Yes.
It says, Mom, Dad, Jack, Lily. And I know Jack can't read, but I put all of this. I guess Lily can't yet either, but she's getting there. She knows her letters, but she doesn't know how to read. She's four. But I put his shoes there. And then when I get ready to leave in the morning, they're somewhere else.
Boom.
Maybe. That's a good theory.
Boom.
But Boone wouldn't do that to me.
Boone's doing that.
I think it's the girls.
It's Boone.
I think they're setting me up. No, Boone's on my side. I got him a master's collar. I give him extra treats for no reason. Boone's on my side. I think it's them. I think it's that little redheaded one. I think she's out to get me.
You think that's part of her stall? Probably a part of her stall technique?
Do you know one of her main jokes that she has right now about me, and she tells everyone about it? And I don't really – it's either – I don't know. She's convinced that I don't know how to write the letter Z. I don't know why. I do.
Right.
Just to get in front of the allegations, I do know how to write the letter Z and all other letters. But she tells everyone that I don't know how to write the letter Z, which is a pretty funny thing to lie about. Like, to the point where one of her teachers was like, Lily said, when you guys were working on her letters, you don't know how to write a Z. And I was like, that little, she set me up. It's the weirdest prank that's ever been played on me, but it's pretty funny. Like, if she's out there telling people that her dad, my dad, he can write all the other 25 letters, but Z.
Do you write it in cursive? Because cursive Z is a very weird creature.
No. I know how to write Z's in all forms.
Wow.
Don't be buying into her propaganda here. I'm familiar with the letter Z in both print and cursive. But she's telling people left and right every chance she gets. She's spreading this rumor. People are going to think I'm illiterate. All right. Melissa's in Atlanta. Hey, Melissa.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Pretty good.
Doing well.
Good. I was just wondering, the WNBA draft happened last night.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if you guys have any thoughts on our two draftees for the Atlanta Dream. Of course, I'm a big Tijuana Pow Pow fan.
You're a big
Pow Pow.
Pow Pow. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for the call.
Pow Pow was the pick that they got at 18.
Okay. You can tell me about him.
You can let me do it?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Thank you for letting me do that.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
She went to South Carolina, which is a great program.
She's a baller.
Uh-huh. And the name of the other draft pick that they made is Taylor Thierry from Ohio State. I don't know much about her.
Okay.
But I like Pau Pau. I remember watching her play because they've made runs in the Final Four every single year that she's been there. Paige Beckers went number one,
which
is no surprise.
Yeah, I saw the French girl that went number two. Did you watch her drop step dunk?
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck?
I saw some of the highlights.
I was like, what the hell's
morning.
Going on?
Yeah, she got picked by I want to say the Sonics. She got picked by the Storm.
Yeah, number two.
She plays in Seattle.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a center from France, Dominique Malonga.
Yeah.
She can drop step dunk.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
And I'm talking about like how the bigs do it, how they toss it in.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Haley Van Lith, remember the lady who was at Louisville, and then she was at LSU, and then she was at TCU. She made the Elite Eight in all the schools. She got drafted in the first round too.
That's Jalen Suggs' girl.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes,
I didn't know that. That's great. That's awesome. That makes sense because she's from Washington and he played at Gonzaga. All right. Fred is in Snowville. Hey, Fred.
Hey, guys. I want to throw some bouquets at you before I ask a question. It was really great meeting you and your brother and Abe the other night at that thing. And you guys are – the chemistry that you have is just amazing. And I've watched it develop because I started listening to you right when you first got on the air. It's really been awesome, and it's very uplifting, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Fred.
So now, the question is, it took me approximately 8 years to get through college. I had a few detours.
That's okay. That's all right.
Me too.
How did did either of you get a degree?
Yes.
What did you get your degree in? When did you get it? And did you graduate cum laude or thank the laude?
I ain't,
thank you, Fred.
I ain't graduating with no laudes. Yeah, I didn't have a laude in it.
I graduated by the grace of God
yes.
from the University of Washington.
Yes.
And I left 15 credits short because I got a job in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go back to mm-hmm. finish before I could go to graduate school.
Mm-hmm.
So the summer before I went to Boston University, I had to finish. And I got accepted. Pending,
you finish the thing?
Yeah, so I had one online class that
That's
I was like, all right, hopefully it comes through,
right.
And I passed it, so I got to go to BU. But I graduated University of Washington with an unimpressive grade point.
I graduated in December of 2001 because my mother said I couldn't go to the draft unless I got my damn degree.
There you go.
So I took 19 hours my last year.
In what? What education. Is your degree in? In education.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I got my master's degree at Boston University in broadcasting. And I did graduate with distinction. I did have,
awesome.
I did have a top five GPA in the class, and I was the student speaker at graduation.
Damn,
and they paid
awesome.
Me $5,000 for that.
Get the hell out
Can
of
you
here!
That? I didn't even know that.
What'd you do with the $5,000?
You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Donated to the public houses of the greater Boston area. Skip is in the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
Oh shit.
Oh, come on. What's
come on, Skip.
Skip.
My Skip.
This guy.
Are you serious, Skip? Or, Skip, you better head right into the back of a damn Pinto or something.
Oh, Skip.
What the hell is wrong with you, Skip?
Come on, buddy. The Yammobile better be dented up.
I'm talking about you better head ran into a light pole and that thing.
He was out there on Friday night, too. Saw Skip on Friday night.
With the 360s.
Now, I had a hat on, but I assume it was under
there.
You
know, Skip one last brother had to have the 360s, man. Skip rushes hair all day.
Okay.
Damn,
final call will be from Greg. Greg's incoming. Hey, Greg.
What's going on, fellas?
Hi,
I listen all the time. Love the show.
Thank you. Love you.
For damn good dog, Mr. Randy, who was your funniest teammate you ever had, college or pro? And who was the most serious? Didn't joke around at all. And then for Mr. Bunker, what aspect of your beloved hometown would you bring to Georgia if you could?
Interesting. Fun question, Greg.
My funniest teammate in college, he passed away a few years ago, but Robert Arnard, he's running back. Here's tomorrow. The funniest, he emceed all the shows. He's the one that gave me the name Randy Watson. My first day, he's like, Randy? Like Randy Watson? And so it stuck to this day.
Yeah, Watt Dog.
One of my funniest, I love that dude. I mean, we had a teammate. He was the D-line coach. He's the D-line coach, I think, for the Rams now. Jeff Scanina. Jeff Scanina was the most serious, dense smile, just mean ass. Because when he got to Miami, he was like a year 14.
Okay.
But just old, mean Polish guy. Just mean as hell. Like, don't speak to me. Leave
old,
me alone.
Old, mean Polish
guy. Yeah, always walking around with a little towel on.
Yeah.
That belly, like, went around his waist. Just mean as hell.
That's great.
Just Canina.
If I could bring anything from Seattle, I think that if we could get just like a body of water that the city was on, you know? Like a downtown on a river or a downtown on a on a sound. Now, the sound would have to come pretty far in because the ocean's ways away.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? They got, like a nice downtown on the water.
They got a beach over Jonesboro.
That's right. And we do have a river, but it's a little removed from downtown. And then there's a lake up there at Lanier. But you know what I mean? Like all, whenever you got those nice like landscape skyline photos over the water, I think that's nice. Anyway, let's get to takeaways of the day.
Watch water right down 85, man. We're going to the beach. Sit at the beach. Sit down at Jonesboro.
They used to have a Margaritaville. They still have. They got a Margaritaville at Lake Lanier.
Coach Quinn said stacking guys on top of each other.
That's how they plan on defending the bigs.
Yes.
Like when the little rascals tried to buy a rated R movie ticket in a big trench coat. That's how they're going to try to defend Franz Wagner tonight. Randy said make sure you check the bone structure.
Yes, man. I'll keep trying to tell you. But somebody said, well, look at the big toe. Well, what if she got on closed toes?
Good point.
This just in. Andy Bunker is a savage that would wear a teal suit to the draft.
Yes.
And, chest bumps are actually great. Just got to have the right partner.
Yep. True. It's very true. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.